See, now you ruined it. We had a whole thing before.
I got pulled over.
But now it's just...
Actually, you were saying, now we ruined it.
So you have been pulled
now
over.
Now you ruined it.
Yeah.
Now I ruined it, too. Yeah.
Have you been pulled over?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. It was a while back. I was driving to Clemson where I was getting my master's degree. And Christy and I would commute together because she worked at Clemson and I was getting my master's degree. Okay. And I was a research assistant. She was an instructor. And she would read to me. In fact, she was reading like Lord of the Rings, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, she would read that book to me as we drove.
And she didn't get like sick or anything?
No, she can read. I mean, she can... She has that super... I can't even, like, look down. I can barely look at the speedometer, basically.
That's Bridget.
That's probably why I got pulled over.
Yeah.
So, we took the back roads, and we were going through this little town, and I was just kind of lost in the world of Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it goes, like, from 55 to 45, 35 kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I'm probably still going 40, you know, maybe 55.
Maybe, yeah, whatever
but,
it is.
You know, and I was entering into the town. I got pulled over.
And the guy was like, "Are you reading Lord of the Rings?"
Yeah. What kind of dork are you?
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
It was actually
doing?
A weird story. So, you know, I was like, "You got me." You know, I was totally made a mistake, and they gave me a ticket. It was in South Carolina, little tiny town in South Carolina. And he's like, "If you come and see, I forget her name. I'll just say Judge Judy because that's a TV show."
Yeah.
If you come to talk to Judge Judy, you know, it won't ding your insurance. You just got to pay the fee. And I was like, "Okay, fine. $200 fee." I was like, okay, cash. I was like, okay, fine.
That's good.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
That was a little sketchy.
And so.
Was it legal?
Yeah, probably not.
If it made that distinction.
Probably anyway, not. Anyway, yeah, I'm just a poor grad student. So, like, we didn't buy groceries that week. But I took my $200 cash, went to see Judge Judy.
Yep.
And not the one with the TV show. And so I go into the courthouse there at this little town with Christy. She'll verify me on this. And they're like, I'm like, I'm here to see Judge Judy. And they're like, oh, she's out back. You go around back. You know, I was like, okay, cool. So we kind of walk around the courthouse to this like other kind of annex type building, you know, like a cement, you know, very common building. And I walk in and there's like a window unit AC blasting and like 70s paneling, you know, the fake paneling.
Oh, I've been in many of these buildings.
Yeah, many of these buildings. You know, they just never got time to retrograde or.
Yeah, it was built temporarily, and then it just became the building.
So it looks like a old trailer inside, basically.
Yep.
And there's all these taped certificates, like Word, Excel, like certified Excel user kind of thing. All just taped.
Wait, what year is this?
This is this would have been.
99.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe 2000.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yep.
Was that really like a bragging right back then?
I don't know. I did not look at it in terms of like, whoa, I'm in the presence of greatness.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, I mean, you had those certificates somewhere probably in the
2000s.
No, you weren't in the Word. Anyway.
No.
Digress.
No, I mean, I took classes in Adobe Photoshop and Adobe Illustrator.
Right.
I never
got
a certificate.
It was
a college class. So I got 3 credits. So, I was like, this is interesting. And then there was this person dressed kind of provocatively, this woman.
Yep.
And I was like, hi, I'm here to see Judge Judy. I don't remember.
Right.
And she's like, I'm Judge Judy. And I was like, hi. I was told to see
you.
Here's my ticket.
Yeah.
And I was told to bring $200 cash. And she's like, okay, here you go. And I was like, do I get a receipt?
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, we don't. We don't do that.
It's off
we don't
the
do that.
You won't get dinged.
Sounds so illegal.
That's amazing.
This has to be illegal.
And so I remember I still was going to Clemson for about a year after that. And every time I went through that town, I went like 10 miles under the speed limit
to
cause as much traffic as I could.
Yeah, it caused real problems.
Yeah, it's like my silent
And you never
protest.
You never ran into Judge
I never,
Judy again?
Never ran into Judge Judy. Never like bought anything at their fast food restaurant. You know, just never stopped there. I was like, they got my money.
I think
more.
Got scammed.
Oh yeah, totally.
So,
but I was going over the speed limit. So.
Right. But.
Do you think that?
My bad.
That whole
Lord of the Rings.
That's
Lord of the Rings. Maybe do it,
dude. It.
I just got lost.
It doesn't feel like so.
You're now watching it.
Yeah. Well,
you've never read them.
I've never read them.
Don't.
I want to listen to them. I think
maybe I'll have Christy record it. She can.
That would be awesome.
She did a good job because, you know, like the characters you'll see in the movie have different names depending on where they are.
Oh, my
gosh, he's Gandalf,
yes.
He's Mithrandir. He's like, they keep changing the names. So Christy, when she would read the book to me, she always kept it Gandalf.
That That's you know, the right way to do it.
Aragorn was always Aragorn.
Well,
you know,
she
like,
can remember. Well, that's
he was never
Alessar. So
he was never like, all these other names.
I read the freaking the Russian novels I have upstairs.
Like Dostoevsky.
Yeah. There's a lot of those.
This, War and Peace.
War and Peace.
That's a big one.
I read War and Peace, all of it.
Oh, okay.
I really wanted to do it.
Moby Dick.
Go take
summer.
It upstairs. There's Moby a Dick. I have the 3-part set, and I really wanted to read it.
All
I was like,
about whales.
And it's awesome, but the characters are crazy. It's like 12 letter names.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Just say, like and Bob.
Yeah, that's what I was
Dude,
doing.
Can we go
I was
find
like,
a
this
replace?
Is Bob and Bill and yeah. whatever. And I listened to some of it. I read some of it. But this thing that I do that's fun, and then we'll get into it. But every time I listen to a book...
I mean, this is about dyslexia.
Yeah, but every time I listen to a book...
Not
I,
Judge Judy.
I buy the book after I'm done, and I put it on my bookshelf.
Oh, because you read it.
Because I read it.
Yeah,
and I was like,
totally.
Yeah, and I think that's a really fun thing that I do, because I want to have a bookshelf, and I want people to see what I've read and what I put my time into, but I don't think it's fair that it just sits there on my phone. I want to have my, you know, because for... I'm sorry, for dyslexic... My mom would kill me.
Fur.
Oh,
can't do that?
Oh, it's
was
bad.
That like frowned upon?
Yeah, for sure. So, well, my mom's an English teacher, so
right. So no, like
no
proper.
Yeah, it's
like,
all
mid American accent. Was
that
really
helped
too.
Me? And I've talked about this plenty of times. That helped me exponentially.
Can you
dyslexia.
Code switch though?
Because I could.
Can you code switch?
No.
Really?
No.
Because I can. Because I was a reporter in a little town, and so I kind of picked up that Southern accent, and I don't want to fake it. I'm not faking it, but I can kind of go into it just a tad. When I needed to, when I was trying to get a story.
I probably do without noticing it. Yeah. I mean, I work with, you know, the city garbage department. I work with places like that. And I'm sure that it just
all levels
happens.
Of accents.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful accents.
Yeah, I'm sure that it happens.
I mean,
but the fur is the biggest thing for me that drives my mom crazy. She's just like, it's four. Like, it's not a hard word. You know what I mean? It's just four.
Right.
So I think that helped me a lot. My... Not all my ability to communicate just in general obviously helped me a ton with dyslexia, but also the way that I spoke, I think showed a little bit of a level of intelligence because I could speak properly as well as speak well, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And so I think that helped me is having my mom as a teacher.
Yeah.
If that makes... I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't.
Right.
I'm just saying... I'm not...
And
I
wouldn't say
just,
properly, but I would say
you're
speaking in the accent of the people in power.
That,
yeah.
Exactly right.
And
you're right. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
I know
no,
you
I think,
didn't mean that.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to put it.
Yeah.
But that... I think that definitely helped me a lot. But fur was the one that...
Yeah.
...will remind me of it, because that'll... That gets you a lot.
Yeah, I've never had that, I guess, because I grew up in cities, so...
Yeah.
Wasn't a thing for me, but Christy was a thing because she grew up in Georgia.
Yeah,
and I mean, and her family has beautiful accent.
Yep,
but she's an English major, and she was adamant that she was not going to have that accent. She'll switch into it at times.
Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, she was like she was telling me like in I think in middle school she's like I'm just going to speak mid American accent from now on. Like I hear on the news, like that's it.
That's who I'm going to be.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, that's pretty...
Is that interesting how people make an effort to be a certain way?
We all do.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's really cool. I have conversations with Bridget all the time where I'm like, I'm going to start being like this. You know what I mean? Like, this is something I want to be like. I like this. I'm going to start being like this.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it either sticks or it doesn't. Like, you can't...
Right.
I don't think you can truly be inauthentic for a long time. You can do it, but, like, eventually you're going to fall back into who you really are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you pick up habits like the way you speak or the way you act or, you know, the mid-American versus blah, 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 if you start to go into it, you're just like, okay, I actually do roll with this. Like, this actually makes sense to me. But if it doesn't ever feel authentic, if you can ever get to that authenticity, then it falls by the wayside.
Right. Yeah, I remember in the 90s, I was watching Animaniacs. I was a big I was a graphic designer.
Yep.
And I would record Animaniacs on my video cassette because it was on when I was at work.
That's awesome.
And I would get home at night and watch Animaniacs. It was brilliant, the first season. Actually, they came out again, and they're really good.
Can you access that now?
I don't know if the old ones are on there. I think it's on Hulu, but the new ones are really good, really clever, a lot of commentary about political issues, really kind of tongue-in-cheek. I love it. But I remember watching those. And there's one where they're with Albert Einstein, and Albert Einstein's having like a total meltdown because he can't come up with the E equals MC squared. He's like stuck.
Yeah.
And so they do the Acme song, and when he writes it down, they write it like E equals MC squared, but backwards. They say it backwards. And when he does the squared sign, he's writing the A for Acme, but he's writing it like the, like, you know, like this. You've seen that with,
oh,
like, the,
yeah,
top?
Where they do the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the time, I wrote like a circle and a line. And I remember watching Wacko do that. I was like, oh, I'm totally going to write my A's like that from now on. And I still do.
And you still write because of that influence.
From a cartoon.
That's fascinating.
As a 20-year-old. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, I like how that A looks. That looks much better than the circle with the line.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, now it's
blue.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
You got nothing.
trying to pay attention.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I'm trying to watch the lights. We were told that the lights
the voice
can be hard
of Bridget
to see.
Is important.
It is. It keeps us
see,
on track.
I see. Like I was saying, it does cause confusion.
I like confusion.
I'm very comfortable with confusion.
Chaos reigns, right? Yeah.
Another piece I was going to talk about while you were telling your story about getting pulled over the whole time, I was drawing a picture of a rocket ship.
Okay, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought it was a house on stilts.
It's a house with rockets. And
oh, got it.
I thought it was like a family
like
tree
up
type
up
deal.
Part two. It's when he's like not going to do balloons. He's going
to
do rockets.
So, what I was wondering though, if you
because he really wants to go to the moon.
Sorry. I don't think I would.
No?
That's a whole...
Really?
That's another thing.
No, totally. No. I'm not allergic to anything up there, I bet.
Yeah, but...
Except for...
It's
it,
so...
You know.
Except for the air.
And this is another digression. It's it's so close to death, right? It's just like the same reason I wouldn't go on a submarine. It's like...
What? Okay.
You knock on the window, death is... It's right there in your face. It's looking at you through that window.
They literally made a whole scene about it in Interstellar, but like, you know, just a few inches of steel and then nothing.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah, and the nothingness and the space and the traveling is not what
or
I'm
the
afraid
Martian.
Of. It's I think to be confronted. Yeah,
that
be
was good.
Confronted so quickly with
yes.
death. If that makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, the question I was going to ask you, I was drawing this, but I was fully enthralled in your story. I'm curious if that's a piece to dyslexia where you're kind of
you want
to
draw.
You want to draw. Yeah. You want to put something down because I got scolded all the time in elementary school, and I'm sure you did too.
Yeah.
It was like, you're not paying attention.
Why
are you just drawing? You're goofing off. You're lazy and all that stuff. You know, it came into that. I'm drawing this big, like, whatever scene on my paper, but I'm completely paying attention to what is going on in front of me in the room. And I don't know.
You know, for me, I drew, but I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
So, because I didn't care what they were saying, like, it had no relevance to me, I thought. So
you just you were focused
but like my daughter does that. My Hina, she draws in class, and they let her because they know they can ask her questions. She knows the answer. Like, she'll answer. You know what I mean? She's there, but she's got to process. I don't know. She's got to do something with her hands.
Exactly.
To stay focused.
Like I just it. I don't know. It's always worked really well for me. And if there is a piece of paper in front of me, I do it. My mom also does it, and she's not dyslexic at all. My mom when she's on, I remember when you had the cord phone, right? And she's sitting at the kitchen table, and she's got like a big pad of paper in front of her. She's talking to her friend, full picture.
Okay.
She's talking to her friend on the phone, and she's talking to her friend on the phone for like an hour, right? And she's like laying back in her chair and just full, but nothing is connected. She was just like, I'm going to draw a star, and then I'm going to draw a little castle, and I'm going to draw a house. Like, it's not, when I draw, it's always like, I'm going to draw this rocket ship, right? And then I'm going to put flames on the bottom of it. Now that rocket ship's taken off. Oh, okay. Now there's a land here and there's a castle. You know what I mean? Like, it's always connected. I can't draw like an individual piece over here and then draw another individual piece over here. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I do like patterns.
Patterns?
Yeah. Like if I'm at a meeting that's really tough for me to focus,
yep.
I'll just start drawing patterns and they'll keep my brain going. So like swirls and then I'll like fill it in and then we do like lines and then do.
Does anyone ever say anything to you about it?
No, nobody does.
I wouldn't think so.
No, I'm pretty intimidating.
Yeah, well, you're running that. You're running the show, so I mean.
Not at these meetings. Otherwise, it would have been a lot shorter.
yes, exactly.
I like
right.
short meetings.
We're getting a time hit.
Oh,
I think this is a good way to.
Yeah. So I was.
And
I don't know. I just did this on my phone, but I remember when we first started the podcast in 2018. I would get on Google and I would do something like "Are dyslexic people?" and then it would fill in like dumb, stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and so Google probably
muscular.
Knows who I am. Muscular, incredibly good
handsome.
Looking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
good partners.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I don't know. Google probably knows who I am. I don't know if this is still the case. So, people on the podcast, if you want to try this out on your on your Google.
Great idea.
Are dyslexic people and see what you get. So mine are pretty much
not like the ones I used to get.
Okay. Yeah, and I put, are dyslexic people smart? Are dyslexic jokes offensive? And I didn't know what that, what's a dyslexic joke? I mean, there's that song from the 90s, I Got a Dyslexic Heart, Do I Love You, Do I Hate You? You know, it's on the single soundtrack. It's a good movie.
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, so it was a 90s song.
That could be a great
if you want to tap into 90s culture, yeah, watch Singles. It came out in the early 90s. It's got Pearl Jam in it, but they weren't Pearl Jam yet. Like, they were just random punk kids. Yeah, and they're in it. They're in a band.
So, one that came up for me, are dyslexic brains bigger?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and I think...
Absolutely.
They are.
My brain's huge.
They really are. I've had my...
Really?
I've had my brain MRI'd so many times.
Okay.
Like, I have a whole, like, stack at my parents' house full of MRIs.
Because of dyslexia?
Because of dyslexia. Because they thought I was...
I've never had an MRI.
They thought I was, like, actually had... you know, some sort of non-functional problem. And so they, like, brought me to the doctor. They did all the stuff. And I have tons of MRIs in my brain. And what they found was that it was bigger, you know, and because dyslexic people, if they have a certain IQ level, can do a lot of really, they could be very, very productive.
Okay.
They can, the brains can be larger and have more wrinkles on them.
Yeah, the wrinkles are important.
Yeah. And so it has...
Unlike your face when you get older.
That's exactly... Yeah. It has more space to have wrinkles.
Yes.
Is what they were talking about at the doctor, which was really interesting.
Are dyslexics good at chess?
I'm not.
I like chess.
I like it, but I'm terrible at it.
There's
a chessboard upstairs.
I love chess, but I'm not good at memorizing the patterns that...
You have to know the... board and like just what you said, and it's math.
There's certain patterns I have that I can do, so I can defeat most people who don't know how to play chess. I can defeat them in
seven moves because
I know like certain patterns. But good chess players don't have my brain. I know a master chess player. And,
really?
Yeah, he was at Georgia Tech, and I think he's retired now. And amazing person, very smart. He was a dean at Georgia Tech, but definitely not my brain.
Yep.
Like. Different brain, like numbers brain, math brain.
A whole summer in the library in high school playing, a whole school year playing chess because I was injured.
Okay.
And so I had like three gym periods because it was public high school. And all those gym periods, I just sat in the library and I decided I'm going to play chess. And I didn't really get much better at it.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then I played some in college too with Garrett, with my friend Garrett. And I played a lot. With him, I played a lot with some other of my friends, and I was okay.
Yeah.
But I think that what my thing was less of a dyslexic brain and more of, excuse me, I'm just, like, aggressive.
Yeah.
And so I, you know what I mean? And that's not good for chess.
Yeah, destroy your queen before you really thought it through.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to go for the kill shot, and I think that's completely, that's more personality-based than it is dyslexic-based.
Yeah, I mean, there is a level of creativity with chess, but there's so much, there's so many moves that can be made, right?
Yeah.
It's all mathematical. That's why the best chess player in the world is a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, humans cannot
and the best Go player. Finally,
wow.
The computer beat their best Go player. There's a whole documentary about it. It's really good.
The little marble thing.
Yeah.
Marble game.
I would love to play that. I think that would be a fun game to play.
I like those kind of pattern games.
But I think we're almost...
Are we at time?
Well, I was going to say, with the chess thing, do you think they asked the question specifically chess because it's more of a mental game?
Yes.
Than, like, checkers is a mental game, but it's a little bit easier.
It's not as much.
You're just moving. But it's not as much.
You're not moving.
It's not strategy.
Yeah, with chess, you might be thinking five steps ahead.
Yeah.
I will say with that, so from an autistic perspective, I've always excelled with chess. Like, because, like, so the thing about the thought process with, like, autism is, like, in most cases that we can't really see, we can't really hear our thoughts, we see them, which is why I connect with movies so much. So, like, so I could always kind of, like, see, like, whenever I'm about to make a move, I'm not just blindly, like, moving a piece. I am, like, visualizing every possible thing that could happen after that move. And I'll be, like, 20 steps ahead. And I'm like, okay, that's not a good idea in the long run.
Yeah, and I think that's what great chess players do. Yeah.
And I can do that to a degree, but I can beat most people, but not
I also,
not good
I also
chess players.
Get, and
they'll get me.
I also get really bored. And I want to just...
No, I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
I played it all through middle school. I took my chessboard with me to school. I played every teacher until the teachers stopped playing me because they were ashamed, I guess, of losing to a little kid. But my dad was always better than me, and he's not dyslexic.
I beat a really good chess player in high school one time, and I still hang my hat on that. Yeah. And he got really mad because I'd play him like every single day.
Right. I finally beat him. Yeah, eventually you'll make a mistake.
That's exactly right.
You're tired. Yeah. So.
But Lucas, do you want to do your shout out?
Oh yeah, let's do a shout out.
Oh yeah. So So
you got
my
it.
Twin brother, Zach, I couldn't be there for him today. But his white coat ceremony is today. He goes to University of Pikeville for med school. And
wow.
Yeah,
That's exciting.
I wanted to be there. It's today. It was like 3 hours ago.
You had to work. Yeah.
Yeah, so
The podcast was not the reason.
He did other stuff.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But yeah. We don't run him like that, but we would have let him go to the white coat ceremony.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Could have handled it.
I wanted to be there, but I couldn't. But you know what? I'll give him a shout out.
Well, that's a great shout out. Congratulations. Cool. What's your brother's name?
Zach.
Congratulations, Zach. Yeah.
Well, if you want to be technical about it, his name is William Zachary Rogers.
Wow.
I'm just going to call him Zach. Yeah, right. I don't know him
William
that well.
William Zachary Rogers.
William Zach.
That sounds like a superhero. Is he a Marvel character?
Are you sure he's not a Marvel character?
He's a Marvel character.
If he's a hero, we are all screwed.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Another fun episode.
Our dyslexics. Done? Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Cheers.
Come by.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Saturday on Spotify and YouTube. Also, catch us on TikTok.
Hello, I'm back again with the Unicorn Fact of the Week. And did you know that during the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, art portrayed of the unicorn as the familiar white horse with a single horn? And legend has it that the elusive but fierce beast whose horn could purify water could only be tamed by virgins.